morning.
Good morning.
Oh, thank you. Shall we just take a moment? I've noticed there are many, many folks visiting with us today, which is just lovely, and it's really nice. And I know some people find this a wee bit awkward, but it would be lovely if we just took a moment just to turn to one another and just say good morning and welcome the folks that are round about us. We'll just take a moment to do that. So many different people here this morning, and you are all very welcome in this place, as here in Kay Park Parish Church we celebrate together the third Sunday in Advent. The notices have been going around through the PowerPoint, but they're also on the notice sheet. One or two things just for me to add to that. Now, some of you will have had a sort of whiff of Christmas dinner cooking. There is both good news about this and there is bad news about this. So the good news is, if you've got a ticket, you can go. If you don't have a ticket, you can't go. Which seems like a somewhat contradiction in terms, having just said everyone's welcome. However, you are still all welcome, but we don't have any tea or coffee this morning because of the pre-arranged Christmas lunch. If you come to the door, someone will nip you a wee bit of turkey out the back door. Anyway, thank you to the social committee who've organised that, and please don't let that put you off coming back. Next Sunday morning, we celebrate our nativity with Young Church, who are in charge next Sunday morning, and we will have refreshments after that. And another word for you from Young Church. Young Church made up the little M&M bags, and we sold hundreds of them last week. But the good news, all of us, there's hundreds more. So, if you didn't get your little, and these are these little bags that are tied up with M&Ms in them, and they've got a lovely little poem attached, they're a good wee stocking filler gift. They'll be available at the end of the service this morning, and the donations are going to cancer research. How much is that again, Olive? 50 pence, but we noticed last week that a lot of you just wanted to give in a donation, so whatever you are happiest with. But thank you again to Young Church, that was a brilliant job altogether, so thanks for doing that, and we look forward to your nativity next week. Of course, Christmas Eve is coming, a week tomorrow, is it a week tomorrow? No, 2 weeks tomorrow. A week tomorrow. So on Christmas Eve, let me just tell you what we're doing. We're going to gather here at 6:30 in the evening, and I think the way it's been put in the advertising is something for everyone. And it very much will be something for people of all ages and ideas and all sorts of things. So that will be at 6:30 for about half an hour, 40 minutes. And then later on in Christmas Eve, we'll gather round about 10:45 downstairs in the hall. We'll have refreshments together, and then about 11:15 we'll come up here into the church, where we'll begin some carol singing, and our watch night service will begin at 11:30. And again, of course, everyone very welcome to share in those occasions. As we look at our Advent wreath, we see shining already the candle of hope from our first Sunday in Advent, and secondly, the candle of peace. Each Sunday, as we've been lighting these candles, we remain seated together and sing just the chorus of O Come All You Faithful as we light the candle. Today it is to light the candle of joy as we and the world prepare and anticipate the coming of Jesus, Saviour and Lord of all. So we light our third candle.
Oh, come, let us adore Him.
light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot put it out. We join together in worship and praise to God in the singing of our first hymn, hymn 290, The Rays That Long in Darkness Wind. Join together in prayer, and we'll join in the words of the Lord's Prayer, and they will appear on the screen. God is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in faith. Let us pray. Loving God, we rejoice in this season of good news and goodwill. As we prepare to celebrate once more the birth of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Lords, the Word made flesh. For coming among us through Jesus, for bearing our flesh and blood, for living our life and sharing our humanity, for entering our world. Loving God, we praise you for suffering and dying amongst us, for your victory over death, your triumph over evil, and your promise that the kingdom will come. Loving God, we praise you. And we have gathered here in your house, so many different people with different thoughts and ideas, different questions and doubts, different dreams. Lord, come amongst us by the power of the Holy Spirit, that in all we do today, in our words, in our singing, in our praying, in our reading of your word and our listening to the reflection on that word, in our giving of money and our giving of our lives, that we may know this day that you are Lord and God of all. That we might know this day you love us. You love us with an everlasting love. And there is nothing in all creation, nothing in the world as it is or the world as it shall be, nothing that can separate us from your love. So may we know that love this day, as we, your people, now join together, praying in the words that you gave to your first followers, Lord Jesus. And so we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. It was great on Friday this week. Park School, some of you will know about Park School. Park School were here in our church and they were doing their nativity. And we had a brilliant time. Some of the folk, Heather was here. It was good, Heather, wasn't it?
Oh,
Heather's got her two thumbs up. It was brilliant. Last Sunday morning, there was a very funny thing happened at the end of the church. Some of you know about this. Some of you know about this. I was standing here to do the final benediction, that's the blessing at the end of the church. And at the back, none of the people in here could see this, but I don't know if it was some of you, and some of the folks might not be here, but somebody was trying to teach Hugh to floss at the back of the church. Who was it that was trying to teach Hugh to floss? No one's admitting it, but honestly, Hugh, did you learn? All I'm going to say is, you're coming in Christmas Eve, make sure you practice your floss before you come. Do you know what the problem is? Some of the older people think we're talking about their teeth here. And if you don't know what I mean, ask mum and dad when you go home. Right, we are preparing, aren't we? We're preparing through Advent for Christmas. And next week we're going to do it in a really special way because Young Church, you're going to lead us and help us to think about the story. Last week we did it in the Greatest Journey, do you remember the camel and the story that we watched? I have a treat this morning, and it's not just a treat for young, no, it's not a treat you can eat, sorry. It's not just a treat for Young Church, but it's a treat for all of you that will take you back in a time to when you were a wee bit younger, to music that you might have liked. I think I'm not going to say any more, Heather. I think I'm just going to say, watch and enjoy. Sound would be good.
Oh, I'm just so free to be.
that good? What's that good? You love that? No. Oh, so good. Did you like it? It was quite funny. Well, you can see what I do in the man's all day. I just spend hours on these things. Obviously, some of these things might maybe not your taste, but it's just a different way of telling the story. And in that letter right there, it said, it's the wondrous story of God's love. So God says, I love you, but I'm going to show you just how much I love you. I'm going to come as my son Jesus and live in your world. So we saw the story with that particular, and apologies to any true Queen fans here. Is Grant here this morning? No! Apologies to any true Queen fans. But that's one way of telling the story. Next week, young church, we're going to do it in a whole other way. I think we've got some children are visiting with us. They could go down with young. I'm not sure what young church is doing this morning, but you're very welcome. If you're visiting with us this morning, to go downstairs and follow young church out when they go.